trees, and I'll go,
where's he at?
You know, and she'll perk up, start jumping around looking in the trees and smell the ground, and she'll go squirrel hunting.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm looking for hogs, say I got some old hog tracks I found, and I figure maybe they're a day old or something like that, she might be able to pick up the trail. You know, I get up there and holler, Sue,
where's he at?
Sue, you know, and she'll go to working on them hog trails. You know, when we're deer hunting, we just get out there and you just walk steady through the woods, you don't mess around with squirrels and nothing, you just go to looking for deer.
Yeah.
But that's the way you do it. That's the way I do it with mine. Now everybody else got a different way, I imagine.
What'd you call a hog that's come up wild? That's a
big one?
What'd you call, did you have names for hogs that would come up wild?
No bars? Yeah, you got a lot of them down there where I hunt. Of course, the way we shoot them, we keep hogs in the woods down there. Back years ago, they didn't have a stock law, and the old farmers would just run their hogs wild in the woods, just let them loose.
Yeah.
And the way they knew their hog, they had a crimped ear or a forked ear or a shoe fly ear, and they had the names for them, you know. And after they passed the stock law, they trapped up as many of the hogs as they thought they could get. Well, naturally, they left some. Well, these hogs are wild. And they get up pretty good size, 200-300 pounds or more.
Piney wood rooters?
Piney wood rooters, yeah. Now, you hunt them in the fall and in the winter, they're good as far as, you know, taste. You hunt them in the summer, they got a wild taste to them.
Yeah.
And like I say, now, the only ones I'll shoot is a young sow or a young bull. Say a short size, you know, year old.
Mm-hmm.
And I just leave the old sows and the old boars alone. And that way they keep brooding, see? Keep having litter and keep getting your meat and you don't ruin your supply, see?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Now, when you got a hog bad, what would stand up on its back?
No, his old bristles stand up, that's sure. I've had a couple of them charge me.
You have?
Yeah, I got a couple of tuskets to have. I take out of them old boars. I had an old hunting buddy, an old friend up there. Used to hunt years and years and years. His name was George. And one day he had a little dog that bait hogs, and he bait a big pack of hogs and had a big old bar in there, an eagle. And he charged the dog, and the dog run back, and the hog come on towards him, and he got his foot caught in the root. And that old hog come up and gutted him. He got him in the gut with a tusk. Well, the hog went on, luckily, and he held his guts in and come on back to camp. They took him to the hospital. He tell that story for years, boy. Man, I've had close calls. Last year I had a close call with a big old sow. She had some young piglets, and my dog was baying them. And the dog stepped aside, and old sow come right up to me, and I was ready, you know, I didn't want to shoot her, but if she'd have hit me, I was going to shoot her. You know, and she come up about 3 or 4 feet from me. And turned and ran, squealed, and the rest of them ran too. I thought sure I was going to get it then, but I didn't. Now up there, see, when your dog bays, you got to get to that dog fast. If you don't, them hogs, they usually get in a circle or a pack. They usually bay two or more hogs. And they'll get in a circle, and that dog will circle them and keep barking at them and charge at them and keep them spooked. But after a while, them hogs get smart, and they'll catch that dog behind them. Backed up to a tree or something, then they'll charge you and get it. So you got to get there pretty fast for to kill your dog. And usually where the bam's in a thicket, and you got to get on your hands and knees and crawl up there where you can see what you're shooting at.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get shooting any hog you see.
Uh-huh.
So you get, most of the time when I shoot a hog or me and the other guys up there at home, you get within 4 yards or something like that of them before you even pick out the one you want to shoot. So you pretty well got to watch your step. Now I always look for a tree that I can get behind or jump up or something, because you never know when they're going to charge you. But after you shoot